Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 15th, and the whole week ahead. Well, the Moon and Venus being your ruler, neatly aspected towards each other. I tell you what this is good for is, do you need to buy something to pep your life up in whatever way you want? It's a luxurious aspect, so it's perfect for a makeover. Doing yourself a good turn, like pampering yourself in any way that you like. But just go ahead and do it. Make yourself number one today. And here's your Sunday stars. You stick the Moon in the 12th house and what you get is a lot of emotion and great sensitivity. I think the biggest problem with this aspect is mainly psychological, in the fact that you feel there's pressures on you or other people create pressures. You know what? You should steer clear of anyone or any situation that you feel does you harm. And I'm talking about harm mentally or in any way that makes you feel uncomfortable. Move on. Here's your Monday stars. Well, Venus, your ruler, squares Neptune. The biggest danger with this aspect is money. Confusion over money, being conned over money, and just having deceit over money. Now, you can help yourself by making absolutely sure that you count your change if you go shopping, or if you buy anything on the internet, make sure it works. Because with a Venus square Neptune, then there's a loss of money, but due to you. So be careful and have your wits about you. Here's your Tuesday stars. Now, very different to yesterday, we've got a Venus-Jupiter aspect, and it's connected to your house of work and money. This is the ideal time to go after a job or some form of employment that pays you some money, some cash, or makes you feel better off. Venus and Jupiter together are very lucky and are well disposed towards each other. So it means when you put these two planets together, you get a great deal of opportunity coming from a number of directions. Here's your Wednesday stars. With Mercury and Saturn connected so well through a trine, a good aspect, this is particularly excellent if you've got to do work at home, DIY, call it what you want, repairs, or even repairing a situation in the family. Maybe people have drifted apart. But through hard work and also being rational and very logical, non-emotional, you can get a lot of things sorted and done and get closure. Here's your Thursday stars. As Mars moves into your fourth house, check this out in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because the next 6, 7 to 8 weeks is going to be very important when it comes to home and family affairs. Mars is tempestuous and also creates challenges. So challenges that do arise now will come through home or domestic matters, or even a situation from the past. The important thing is this is the beginning of a new 2-year period in home and domestic affairs. And here's your Friday stars. With the Sun squaring Uranus, the danger of this aspect is other people pressurizing you and putting you into a situation you don't want to be in, putting you into a corner. Nobody sticks Taurus in the corner. And what you need to do, therefore, is not put yourself in that position of being manipulated through people who think they can get the better of you. Stick your heels in. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.